Billy, last year was kind of an up and down year for you, literally and figuratively. But what did you take from last season? What did you learn?
A learning experience. I'm 22 years old. I got a lot to learn. I still know that. And, you know, I just got to improve on things, the areas I act. Just have, be more consistent like I did in the second half. And if I can push pull a whole season together like that, you know, that's what they're asking of me. And, I just got to, just like I said, got to be more consistent if I can take anything from that.
You know, there's a lot of people out here today in Jefferson City, and you'll see a lot of people this weekend with the Royals Fan Fest. One of the things that I hear a lot of from the fans is, boy, you know, we can be good if we can get, you know, Billy Butler going and Alex Gordon. And, I mean, how much pressure does that put on young guys like you? I mean, you just said you got a lot to learn. That's a lot of pressure to put on guys that are 22, 23 years old, isn't it?
Well, it's a team game, and I don't really think it's right to say it's one person or anything like that. I think everybody's got to elevate their game to get to a season, to get in the playoffs and everything like that. Everybody's got to play well. So it's not just one guy or anything like that. It's everybody as a team's got to play better. And, I know where I need to get better at. Everybody knows where they need to get better at. Now it's just time to do it.
I think you talked about hitting pretty consistent and doing pretty well in the second half. I think you hit 300 in September. Was it something you did, or is it just a matter of you just need to get out there and see pitches and experience gameplay at the major league level?
Well, I think it's just, I'm still young, and I just finally got consistent. I've always gotten consistent playing time. I think I just finally got comfortable and started just contributing. And like that second half, I just was in the same spot every day, and just got really comfortable doing that. And that's what I contribute that to. And it's just mine was at ease. I had a tough first half, and I let it get to me. I can't do that.
What have you done so far this offseason? Kind of what are your plans now? Just a couple weeks away now from spring training.
I worked out every day this offseason, getting stronger and faster. Just doing whatever I can to be give myself more options, play different places on the field, wherever they want me to play at. Just help contribute the team more, be in better shape, everything like that. But, ready to get out to spring training. I'm going to be out there February 1st, just getting ready to go.
The Detroit Tigers were supposed to run away with the division last year. They finished in last place. You see what the Rays did. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. You don't know what you can predict. Seeing like what the Rays did, I mean, does that kind of give you guys the attitude of, hey, you know, why not us? Why can't we do this?
It's like I said, the game's of inches, and it's the teams that do the little things, get the bunts down, get the guys over, everything like that. And, they did that. And the playing field's so level. Little things like that always make the difference in games. And they just played very fundamental baseball, and that's all we got to do to get to where we want to be.
Now, are you heading down to Arizona in February 1st just to get away from this nasty weather we're having here too?
No, I'm just I'm getting down there to get ready for baseball. I'm in baseball mode. It's after the first year, and I got the itch to get back going.
That's good. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks a lot, Billy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Boy, last year, 42 saves and 45 attempts, a 1.60 ERA. I know you know the stats, but, I mean, that's got to be pretty hard to think you can top that this season, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a little hard, but we can try. We can try it, and hopefully it went better this year. And everything is going to be all right.
I mean, as you look at those stats, and they are such a great season, I mean, do you kind of go in thinking, all right, I really can't expect, I can try to do that well, but you're kind of preparing yourself that, hey, if I have a couple of trip-ups, I'm not going to let it bother me? And how are you approaching the upcoming season?
Well, I never think in that. I never think in the bad times, so I just try to keep going and try to make my best any time that I come to the mound and just try to help my team. And if I have a success, it was thank God, and that's it.
You know, I think it was back in middle of August, I think you gave up 3 runs to Cleveland in a game that you guys may have lost. It may have been in extra innings. And then after that, from the end of August to the end of the season, you didn't give up another run. Talk about when a team is out of the race. Explain to fans how difficult it is to keep your intensity going down the stretch of the season and when there's not a lot to play for.
Well, we are professional players, so we have to keep the man in the game and try to do the best anytime that the team need you. So it's just like that, just keep your mind in the game and try to. We had the other day too, and if you got bad day, you got the next day to do well. So that's what I think.
You have to have a short memory as a closer, huh?
We have to We have to do that.
Hey, tell me about the All-Star game. Just what that experience was like.
Well, it's one of the best experiences in my life. You know, be around those guys, big guys. So it's a lot of fun in the All-Star.
Was there anybody that you were looking forward to seeing and maybe talking with while you were there?
Mariano Rivera is one of my favorite players ever. So I got the opportunity to talk to him and hang out a little bit with him, and that is a good.
Were you nervous when you met him for the first time and talked to him? Or
no, he's a nice person. He's a nice person, and this is a really nice guy, and it is not difficult to meet him. He's a nice guy. So.
Did he give you any tips or any advice? Or?
Oh, we just talk about baseball, and that's it. We don't go that far.
Where have you been staying during the off season? I mean, this weather's got to be killing you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've been in Mexico. I've spent two months with my family and two months with my in-laws. So I spend all the time in Mexico.
When do you start training, getting into throwing and doing all that?
Well, I'm just rest 1 month and then keep my conditioning, my workouts, and all that stuff.
When do you start throwing?
In December. December, I'm start throwing a little bit, tossing the ball, but not like hard.
So how long, once you get to spring training, how long does it take you before you're up and going full speed?
Well, I think when the before season started, the Arizona League, the spring training league, well, the beginning and the game, I feel ready. I feel ready to go, and I'm just practicing my speeches, but I feel ready to go.
All right, you know, you get out there a couple of hours before the game. There's batting practice, but, you know, you don't come in until the ninth inning, maybe sometimes the eighth inning. I mean, what do you do to keep your attention, or how boring does it get? I mean, what do you do to kind of kill time? And
well, no, it's not boring because I love baseball. I love watching baseball, and I love what I'm doing. And I just enjoy the game and try to get ready when they need me.
What do you think about Kyle Farnsworth? And I know Ron Mahay is back. That's got to be good news for you because those guys, sixth, seventh, eighth inning, you know, a lot of times you're going to be getting the ball with the lead.
Well, I like the team. I like all the team, entire team. They got a new adds to us, and it's going to be a good team this year.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.